It is Thursday, December 26th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Theater Squared's new stage adaptation of A Christmas Carol will host performances now through December 29th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios. Dickens' classic tale of redemption, Ebenezer Scrooge and the ghost that haunt his bedchamber, is reimagined for Northwest Arkansas audiences in this new production. Tickets and more information available at theater2.org or 443-5600. Later on this edition of Ozarks, we take stock of some of the best music made in 2013. Robert Ginsberg has his annual review of the year in jazz, and Kevin Kinder joins me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio for our annual comparison of our favorite music of 2013 lists. First, earlier this month, New York Times political correspondent Jonathan Martin was in Arkansas. During his visit, he stopped by the set of KARK's Pure Politics show, Capital View. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, along with his co-host David Goines, quizzed Martin on the spotlight of Arkansas's U.S. Senate race and those prospects for Hillary Clinton's expected presidential run in 2016.
When we look at 2014 coming up next year, obviously the biggest race in Arkansas deals with this U.S. Senate race with Mark Pryor and Tom Cotton. Last time we talked to you, Cotton had not yet gotten in the race.
Right.
He's now in the race. Is this a race that's being talked about pretty closely in Washington?
I think it's one of the marquee races in the country, perhaps the marquee race in the country, for a lot of reasons, but mostly because Mark Pryor is probably the most sought after Democratic seat in the country. Now, the Republicans want to take back the Senate next year, obviously, and they see Pryor as the most vulnerable Democrat in the country in the Senate in terms of the incumbents to go after, because Arkansas, as you and your viewers know well, is a conservative-leaning state. It has shifted in recent years toward the Republican Party, but obviously Mark Pryor is the last Democratic holdout in the state's congressional delegation, so he obviously is a top target for Republicans here. But they know it's going to be a tough race because Mark Pryor has a brand name in this state that goes back for well over 40 years because of his father's service as governor and senator. And Mark Pryor has been a very popular figure here in recent years. Didn't even have an opponent in 2008. And here he is, the top target this time around. Shows you how politics has changed in this state and in the country.
And one of the things that I see some chickens being counted before they're hatched in terms of the GOP at times in this race and in some other races in Arkansas, because they do feel like that the state has trended so Republican in recent years. But there's still a lot of time for the sands to shift in this race nationally and at the state level based on a lot of factors that are out there. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Politics changes on a dime. And here we are chatting in December of 13. The race is 11 months away. That's a lifetime in statewide politics. And the fact is, the Republicans are going to try to run a pretty straightforward campaign, tying Mark Pryor to President Obama and to the health care law that President Obama passed. And of course, Mark Pryor will try to run as much more of an Arkansas Democrat, somebody whose roots in the state go back for a long time, and somebody who at times cuts their own path. I mean, to me, the question is that will decide the race is this going to be a sort of nationalized, generic race where you've got a Democrat and a Republican? And if that's the case, obviously Cotton's got the advantage. If this is a race that's fought more on local terms, on individual brands, then I think Pryor does stand a chance to win.
I know we like to look at the map and see, you know, how would one party take control of a given chamber as it relates to the Senate and the Republicans? Is there any way they could ever take over the Senate without Arkansas?
It's a great question. It's very hard to see any path for them without beating Pryor. I think you have to look at the South, Arkansas, Louisiana, and North Carolina. Mark Pryor, Mary Landrieu, speaking of household names and states, the Pryors in Arkansas and the Landrieus in Louisiana are two well-known names. And then in North Carolina, you've got Kay Hagan, who's a first-term incumbent. If you talk to Republicans in Washington, they'll tell you, if they're taking back the Senate, they have to start with those three seats in terms of the incumbents. There are some open seats that they want to take elsewhere. But in terms of beating incumbents, you got to have those three.
You ready to talk about 2016 yet?
It's 2013, so we should, right?
Exactly.
It's around the corner.
Lots of talk, obviously, a lot of buzz. Hillary Clinton would be the presumed front.
Have you heard some of that, Roby?
I have. I can't remember where I read that. I think it was in the New York Times, maybe in every other publication in America, too. But anyhow, what is the buzz right now in terms of where that sits? Yeah. I mean, is it an inevitability that she gets in this race?
talk to folks in Washington and New York, and Democrats are really anxious for her to run. Part of that, I think, is because they want to make history. She should be the first female president. But also, I think there's a sense that 2008 was a tough decision for Democrats. They picked President Obama over her, not because they disliked her necessarily. They just liked him a little better. And this sense that they can sort of right that by nominating her next time around is, I think, a pretty compelling factor among Democratic primary voters. You add the fact that President Obama is having a tough go of it nationally, and there is, I think, a bit of sort of thought and anxiety about what's next. And she obviously is the one they're looking to, and there really is nobody else besides her, unless Vice President Biden wants to run. But nobody in Washington thinks that Joe Biden runs for president if she's running too.
New York Times political correspondent Jonathan Martin was in Arkansas this month, and we heard part of his conversation with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, along with David Goines, who happens to be Roby's co-host for the TV program Capital View, which is produced at KARK Studio in Little Rock. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity: coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.